Number four, people are not their behaviors. I think this is also important because what it does is it allows you to accept the person and change the behavior. A person's behavior is not who they are. And so if we jump down to number six, we're going to notice that the most important information about a person is that person's behavior, but we're also going to remember that the person is not their behavior. What does that mean? Well, what it means is that you see and I see personally, everyone is magnificent. And we assist them in actualizing that magnificence. So clearly you're more than your behavior. In fact, whatever behavior you could think of, you know you're more than that, don't you? I think you know that already. You know that you're more than what, in fact, whoever you could conceive of yourself to be. See, if we walked up to 100 people on the street and we said, who are you? They might say, well, and they probably would be talking about their behavior. Well, I'm a lawyer, or I'm an artist, or I'm a banker, or I'm a judge, or I'm a housewife, or I'm a hypnotherapist. But that's simply your behavior. It's not who you are, per se. So in NLP, we believe that people are more than their behaviors. They're not just their behaviors. They're not only their behaviors. And we're going to accept the person and change the behavior which they produce. I think this is real important, especially when you're working with kids, and especially with working with kids with learning disabilities. I don't believe in learning disabilities, by the way. And they bring in the kids and they say, this child has a learning disability. And I say, well, what is he learning, or what is she learning that she shouldn't be? Better yet, when a child comes in who's dyslexic, I say, well, what are you good at? I worked with a 17-year-old boy who was dyslexic, and they wanted to give him Ritalin. And they said he's got attention deficit disorder. And they wanted to put him on a drug which would reduce the attention deficit disorder behavior in class. And so I said to him, the first thing I said to him was, what are you good at? And he says, I can take apart an automobile engine and put it back together without a diagram. What a wonderful skill. I mean, this guy was really good. He was so good he could take apart the entire engine, put it back together with no diagram. And how was he doing it, do you think? Because if he didn't have a diagram, if he had nothing to look at, how was he doing it? Well, he was probably doing it kinesthetically with his feelings, with his hands, or with his sensations. Now, he wasn't really dyslexic. He was just using the wrong representational system to process the information. And we'll discover that later when we get into that section. But what a wonderful skill this boy had. And then I worked with a 9-year-old boy who they branded dyslexic. And I said to him, what are you good at? And he said, I'm excellent in skateboarding. In fact, he said, I'm going to be the state champion of my state. Now, that's interesting because most of the people who are dyslexic have really got a highly developed kinesthetic external representational system. The thing about learning disabilities, by the way, is it's impossible for a human being not to learn. The human being is a learning machine. We learn and learn and learn no matter what. Learning disability simply means the child is learning something that he or she's not supposed to. Now, if we take someone and brand them dyslexic, or better yet, attention deficit, my question is, under what circumstances? And when does he or she forget to do that? I mean, think about attention deficit. Think about the meaning of the words attention deficit. If you really had attention deficit, you'd be dead. Try turning down your attention for just a minute. I mean, try turning it down. If you had a little, you know, little thermostat in your brain that you could turn down your attention, try turning down your attention for just a minute. Well, what does that mean? Well, what it really means is that the child is not that they've turned down their attention. It means they're paying attention to something he or she shouldn't be. So what I'd like to know is, what is the child doing that he or she shouldn't be doing? And who says? See, if all meaning is context-dependent, then attention deficit doesn't have any meaning in certain contexts. Now, I don't accept labels as being meaningful because all meaning is dependent in a certain context. And I'd like to know under what circumstance is the child not bouncing off the ceiling? And are there some cases where the child is not bouncing off those ceiling? And how can I extend those circumstances? So the words we use have a certain context. And if we label someone, if we say this person is their behavior, how could that be true? Because is someone attention deficit disorder when they're asleep? I mean, everyone sleeps, we think. So I think it's important to, when you look at a person, to not label them. Certainly to not label them as their behavior. That will allow us to accept the person and change the behavior. I was a number of years ago on a panel at the Erickson Congress with Stephen Gilligan. And Dr. Gilligan got up and he said, I think we were talking to about 600 people, and Dr. Gilligan got up and he said, "I'm no longer diagnosing my clients." And the gasp in the audience was audible. I mean, people went, and one fellow in the back of the hand raised his hand and back of the room raised his hand and yelled out, "Well, how in the world are you getting the insurance?" And Stephen said, he said, "I'm checking the other box. You get it just as many hours if you check the other box as if you check the certain diagnosis." Well, I think that's real important. If we label people as their behaviors, then what's going to happen is we put them in a box. And if we, as the NLP practitioner, put our clients in a box, what's going to happen is that we'll have less belief that they can change. And if we have less belief that they can change, then we'll have lesser results. Okay, enough said.